It feels amazing. It can only describe it as one of the best feelings in the world when they lift your hand, and that final is overwhelming.
This is a feeling that you felt before. This is your second world championship?
This is my second world champion title, yes.
And so does this one feel much different to the last one? Is there a bit more confidence going into the final this time around?
It actually felt better because I had lost my confidence after I lost my last world title. I was knocked out in the finals in Florida, and after that my confidence went downhill. So winning this year has brought me back up on top.
Losing in Florida there that time, was that long ago? Was there much time to sort of ruminate on that?
Yeah, there was nearly 2 years, so it was.
And was it in your mind then going into this year's final that I know how it takes to win, but I also know what it is I need to avoid to lose?
Yeah, no, last year it did. It kind of knocked me back before I even got in the ring. I had lost my fight before I got in the ring because all I was thinking about was getting knocked out the year before. But this year, I put it all to the back of my head. I changed a weight category as well, so I just went in with one goal, and that was winning. You can train physically as much as you want, but if you are not winning in your own mind, then you're just going in to lose your fight, basically.
And your gold came in the ladies' continuous sparring section. So just explain what that is.
So continuous sparring, it's basically, it's kind of like boxing where you can kick. So the fight isn't stopped and the scoring goes by three judges on the corners of the ring, and they'll score you throughout the fight. Your fight will only be stopped if there's excessive contact or obviously if somebody is injured. But apart from that, it's a continuous fight, so it runs continually. Unlike point fighting, where in point fighting, once you score your point, the fight is stopped and the point is given to whichever opponent has scored.
Is there any sort of headgear when you go into the ring?
Yeah, well, we wear full protective gear. So we wear headgear, gum shields, gloves, shin pads, foot pads, breast guards. So yeah, we're fairly padded up.
But I mean, it's still, you can still feel a whack when you get
still,
it.
Oh yeah, definitely. You can still, I've suffered a few concussions, all right. So yeah, you still, if you get hit hard, you're still going to feel it.
Going into that state of mind in a fight where I'm going to get hit here, what makes you still want to do it?
I don't think about getting hit when I go into a fight. And I suppose the adrenaline before you step on the mat, whether it's nerves or just the adrenaline of fighting, you don't really feel it until afterwards. And it could be a while after you've won the fight that you will actually feel where you've been injured.
Just the adrenaline.
The adrenaline kind of blocks all of that out.
And you've been performing internationally for Ireland for quite a number of years now. And how did you get involved in the first place?
I started kickboxing when I was 7. I first joined because girls weren't allowed to box. So I joined Bobby O'Neill's Kickboxing and Kung Fu Club at the age of 7. 2 years later, I won my first Irish national title and fought my first world championships at the age of 9.
What was that like? Were you travelling internationally at that stage?
When I was 9, that World Championships was held here in Dublin in the National Basketball Arena. But the year after, when I was 10, I travelled to Canada without my parents, just with the club, to fight for the World Championships. And that was a bit scary at that time.
Would that have added a bit of extra pressure on you, knowing
it
that, you know, you're wearing the Irish colours and you're not at home anymore?
Yeah, a lot of pressure. And especially not having your family there with you at such a young age, it's tough.
And you mentioned not being able to box. Was boxing something that was always around you and your family and that kind of thing?
Well, my brother used to box, so I just wanted to be like him.
Kung fu and kickboxing was something kind of a fallback, but obviously you've excelled at it.
I absolutely love kickboxing and kung fu. It's like, it's more than just a club or a sport. It's more like a second family. Lougars, you can always call back on the club. Like, I'd left for 10 years. I studied. And then I started my family, and after I had my youngest, I went back after 10 years. So,
and it was something that you never lost, obviously.
No, I lost, I missed it, but no, I'd never lose it. It's one of the best sports I've ever been in.
Bobby O'Neill is somebody you've mentioned already, and he's kind of, you know, the king around here when it comes to kickboxing and kung fu. And what sort of influence has he been on you?
Bobby is like a role model to me. Bobby won his first world championships the year I was born. And looking at Bobby all my life when I was growing up, he always, like, kickboxing and kung fu was his number one priority in life. And he just showed us a way of life, really.
And it's not just the training in the ring that I imagine that he's just there to give you that a little bit of inspiration, maybe when you're feeling a bit down or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Kickboxing and kung fu is one of the places that you can turn to when you're feeling in a low mood. You go into the club, you do a bit of training. No matter how low you're feeling, as long as you get up and you go and you do your training, you'll feel on top of the world by the time you come back out.
And Wexford obviously has this great history of boxing and that kind of thing. So would many people come from that background into kickboxing then?
I'm not sure. Mostly people who would come from that background now and do a bit of kickboxing, they're looking at MMA, which is a different topic.
Would you be a fan of MMA, or do you think that kickboxing is a bit more, it's a bit more structured, I suppose?
Yeah, I think MMA is very aggressive compared to the fighting that we do. It wouldn't be my type of sport, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that who like it.
The club itself, I mean, there's great youth stars coming through. Nathan Casserly is
my nephew,
right? So it's a real family affair.
Yeah, it is. I also have my son and my daughter train with the club as well. So
does that have a little bit of a conflict of interest when you're watching them in the ring? You know, your instincts are, you know, I don't want them to get hurt, but obviously, you know, you've seen them in the ring, you've seen them train week in, week out, that you know these guys can do it.
It's a lot harder to coach them. Yeah. Like when it comes to a fight, it's a lot harder to watch them when they're your family. Like especially Nate, and I coached him in his semi-finals in the World Championships. And he lost out in extra time by the other opponent being given 2 points that he didn't score. And especially when, if you're a coach, you can't really say anything, you know. You have to be on level with the referees as well. You need to respect your referees, even if you don't agree with their decision. So that's pretty tough, all right, when it comes to coaching and training with family. That was the toughest part of the last World Championships, is we had to coach and fight at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I'd be on somebody else's area and I'd be coaching them. Wow. And I'd have my head in their fight, and then I'd have to leave their ring and go and fight in my own fight. So that was kind of hard to try and switch off from coaching them and then jumping into the ring and fighting my own fight.
You see that there's more girls maybe getting interested in it?
Yeah, no, it's kind of half and half at the moment. The club has grown so much. We have a huge kids class at the moment, and there's just as much girls in it as there is boys now.
And that must be very encouraging to see. You know, obviously you must be an inspiration in the club, you know, a double world champion now at this stage. And do you think that maybe more representation in the media is sort of helping girls realise that, you know, there's not just soccer and rugby out there, there's much more sports?
Yeah, definitely. And especially with social media as well, as putting it out there and parents getting their kids involved, whether it be because they're being bullied or their confidence is low. So a lot of kids come to the club because of that as well. And social media and the papers have helped with that.
And finally, Michelle, if people do want to get involved, how can they get involved?
Either contact us on Facebook, or you can ring, there's a number on Facebook, you can ring Bobby O'Neill himself, or we have a fundraising committee and you can contact us if you want to help fund us.
Yeah, so hopefully many people will do that. And I don't imagine you're finished yet, that maybe, you know, you want to add a third World Championship in the near future?
Maybe a third World Championships, but right now I'm focusing on the Irish Open. It's one of the biggest kickboxing tournaments in the world. I've only ever won it once. I won it in 2001. That has countries from all over the world. Your section could have up to 40 competitors, well, if not more. So yeah, it's a very big competition. It runs over 4 days in City West in Dublin.
But your quest for medals isn't finished yet?
No. Not yet. I still have a couple of years left of me.